There's a question here, and then we'll come to you. Sir?
I've got two questions. Is that okay?
Let's have one first, and then we'll have a second one a bit later.
Right. The last line, you're thinking about that one true experience of your qualities.
Yeah.
And you know, a little bit of Sanskrit, but I see the word sakshi. Is that witness?
It is.
So could that be used instead of one true experience?
It is. It could. Yeah.
I was wondering if it was a different thing, or it is actually the same.
It's exactly the same, and it's a great question. It points at the difficulty of giving an accurate translation that works for everyone. Because the word witness is the common word that's given for sakshi. But sometimes the word witness, it's a bit distant. Witness is a bit distant. It's like it's not quite me. It's something else. A witness is, it can be, for some people, a bland thing. Whereas the perceiver equals witness, or the experiencer equals witness. There are three options for... I feel it is. I mean, I translated this myself before coming here, and I felt that that was a better word to put than witness, because it is more active, it's more, in a sense, more personalized. It's what is perceiving, what is experiencing, what is knowing. These are active words, as you say, and I think they give some life to the impact of the word sakshi, whereas the word witness, which is a totally reasonable word, can be a bit distant, I felt. But it points at a difficulty we have. This is why, you know, this is why in Vedanta it says that Brahman cannot be described. It doesn't mean that we can't have a really good go and try and explain what we're talking about, but it's pointing at the inability of words, because words are about things. A thing, a bell is a thing, so the word bell is a thing. And it has conceptions in our mind which is limiting. So when you're trying to talk about sakshi, any word you use has limitations and possibilities. So that's why God can't be described, because it means you just can't get it completely, because any word you use isn't going to be completely good enough. But we have a good go. I like language, so we have a good go.